Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from 550 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10022. We are in the Sony atrium. And again, this week, we are studying, this summer, we have been studying the atriums in New York. It's been for the last few shows. What we've done is gone to www.untappedcities.com. It's a website that lists some of the bigger atriums in New York City, in Manhattan. And again, an atrium, it's like a sunroom or a giant space for the public to have lunch, dinner, meetings, or, you know, it could be within a skyrise or one of the large buildings here in New York. And what the public has done is has requested from some of the major companies part of their space in their building. So it's like a donated space to the city for public use. They can schedule events here, any type of singing, dancing, food tastings, you know, violin music, orchestra type music, clarinetists, anything. They can, you can imagine, even Ethereal Parenting could request a small space within this space to do our shows, include the audience, or possibly just talk about this particular landmark. So this particular atrium is in the Sony building, which they have Sony Wonder Technology Lab, and we went into that particular portion of the building some time ago. But there's also a pizza shop, a camera shop, also known in the Sony division, and then there's a Starbucks, and there's several other things that you can do within the atriums. They have plants, you know, they have tall columns, you know, everything is architecturally inspiring, and they also have, you know, just a basic park-like setting, indoor park, or, you know, solarium-type situation going on. And you basically can just sit here, dine. You can make a purchase. You don't have to make a purchase, but it's open space to the public. So it's a dynamic situation going on here in New York that the major buildings are not just for the white-collar worker or the CEO or the big businessman. They do accommodate some spaces to the tourists and visitors and residents so that they can come in and utilize the architectural spaces as well. So, again, we're here at 550 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, and this is the Sony Atrium. And if you're ever in the city, you can always, you know, visit. They're open Monday through Saturday, I believe. It may be open on Sunday, but the Saturday hours is 10 to 7 p.m. And so we're here today just to discuss our viewing last night of the MOMA Museum, which is the Museum of Modern Art, and that's located at 11 West 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10019. The website is www.moma.org. And we went there to review the exhibit, and I wanted to let you know that it's free Friday nights from 4 to 8 p.m., so we definitely had to blog, and we definitely went on May 15th, 2015, so that we could get that free Friday night information. So I have a copy of my ticket here, and it says it's the UNIQLO free Friday nights, and so they do that every Friday. It's not just one Friday. It's not just during the summer, I don't believe. I believe it's you know, a Friday night situation for a few hours. So they have food and drink if you go up to the top floors, and they're open 7 days a week. They have the Modern, Terrence 5, and Cafe 2. There's also a open plantee garden in the back. It's like a you know, just a stone rock with sculpture type gallery type setting, but it's the most laid back part of the eating cafeteria type setting. And you can sit there if you eat, or you can have something to eat. It's almost like a food cart in the back, they say. And so you can definitely enjoy that. There's a giant giant rose there that reminds of me of Ethereal Parenting and the rose that we used on our webpage to do Lord Have Mercy on Me. It's almost that same color, but it's giant. It's about 10 foot tall. And then they also have two-headed sculptures. They have a naked lady laying by the pool, which is more or less like a, you know, fountain. And then they have a couple of levels where you can just basically around in Slab Rock and enjoy that type of sun-dialed open space. If you ever seen pictures of the out in the West or in other countries where they have sundials and these giant rock-like pedestals, and, you know, according to the way of the sun, the people can tell something, you know, crafty or spiritual, or, you know, time, you know, get into science and technology even. And so they have space like this throughout New York City, so you're not missing anything from anywhere. Everything is brought back to the city, and if you study anything, you find a reminiscent piece of evidence or a likeness to everything that they have on culturally, cross-culture in Manhattan. So we definitely I took advantage of that last night, and we'll look at some pictures. They also have on exhibit One-Way Ticket, Jacob Lawrence, Migration Series, and Other Visions of the Great Movement North. So this is like a tribute to some of the black artists, and they talk about Jim Crow and the long history of artist concerns. They talk about Sharifa Pitts and You Better Work. And they have all types of things here. So if you're into following those type of exhibits, the African-American exhibits, then they definitely have something on that. Harlem Walking Tours, film, websites, performance and programs, anything you're looking for, you name it, you got it, it's there. So further on exhibit, they have something that I found to be very interesting because of the assimilation as far as the installation. It was called Black Lake Cinema, and that was on floor two. And Black Lake is a sound and video installation commissioned by the Museum of Modern Art for the song of the same name from Bjork's new album, and that's Vonikura, and it's spelled B-J-O-R-K, apostrophe S, and it's spelled V-U-L-N-I-C-U-R-A. And basically, we went into a box. If you ever seen these video roller coasters like we did up in Syracuse, they have video roller coasters. You get inside of a box, almost like a little train car, box car, or any subway car, and they close you in on all sides, and you watch a video, and they move the box all around, and you kind of shake it and turn it upside down and turn it all over so that they simulate a roller coaster. Well, this particular simulation is somewhat like that in that you're inside a box or a room, black, covered with like fabric, but the fabric simulates stone rock because the video is taped inside of a rock cannon, and so therefore you are simulated into the rock cannon while watching the video of rocks. And it's a lady performing a song, and it's very spiritual, it's very ghostly, it's sad, it's wailing, and she's in mourning, like in a mourning type state with the, you know, long clothing, she's fully covered, situation is happening here. And as you know, it was just basically you had to stay 10 minutes in the box with no chairs, and you had to stand with the other audience members. It was very warm. The doors, at first we thought they were locked, but they were not locked. The effort of the whole campaign or whole situation program was to use speakers to orchestrate a new sound by putting one instrument, like the clarinet would go in speaker one, the cello would go in speaker two, and then the drums would go in speaker three, and so on and so forth. With every, there were like 20 speakers or more. And so all around the room and on the ground, on the floor, there were speakers, and then it was a different instrument in each speaker. So to enjoy, you had to read the blurb, and the blurb on the screen said you have to move around throughout the set to hear the extent of each front of each speaker in order to understand the dynamic of her effort of this particular program. So it was awesome. The cinema is a retrospective music video from the album entitled Debut. And so I'm not sure if, you know, I haven't researched her a lot, but it definitely was, interesting type event, because I hadn't been into anything except the roller coaster, but then having a chance to go into this new room for private screening without chairs to have to move about to get the effort of her value. And so it was like, you know, some essence of this particular artist having these multiple speakers in moving about just to hear like one instrument per speaker, not just a loud noise of all instruments in every speaker. So, you know, that was the artistic value. So I definitely enjoyed that. And so they had more going on. They had the Andy Warhol Campbell Soup Can and other works display. They had scenes for a new heritage, contemporary art from the collection. They had 100 years in post-production, resurrecting a lost landmark of Black film history. They had written works, modernist thoughts and human experience. They had Gilbert and George, the early years. There was so much to do with foreign art as far as a Latino architecture. There was so much to do with just art and photography. We had a chance to look for things like that and look at that. And because I had the free night, you know, you don't have a chance to peruse as closely as you would like. But, you know, you do have a chance to run through and know that they had a standard value going on. You know, anything was replicated of some of the greater works in America or that America has seen. You know, the color techniques, you know, a lot of primary. They had some rustic things going on. They had a lot of black and whites. You know, there was, you know, sculpture value, but sculpture was pretty standardized to what others are doing. And the work, this was, you know, new artists, but possibly, or you know, celebrity artists, but possibly in a standard value. Nothing, there were a lot of things, the way that the museum itself was established, it's another piece of art. The architecture for the museum was artistic. They had sliding glass doors. When you were going from gallery to gallery, they were automated, and you didn't have to, like, push a button or anything like that. You know, the galleries were big, and you felt like you were walking through like a giant Rubik's Cube or something. It was, you know, awesome set. They had a lot of this digital, like, artwork where you have to stare a lot. You know, people call pagans, but, you know, you have to stare a lot, and then, you know, you find the picture within the art itself, things that replicated M&Ms or something like that, or pixels, you know, designing, using little dots to make art. So, you know, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, it was very creative, and it was very vivid and bright. There was, you know, a lot of stuff going on. I enjoyed it. I did a short visit, which that is like a self-guided visit, and there you can concentrate on a specific collection area or explore a specific exhibit in depth, looking for a particular artist. You can do that. And this is coming from the blurb at www.moma.org. They can tell you that a short visit, you know, how to work it. And then they also can give you information on how to plan a long visit or a family visit. I did enjoy, you know, the exhibit very much, and I would recommend anybody who wanted to take their family out. Mostly, there were a lot of middle-aged people there. There were a lot of teenage people there. It looked from 18 to 45 or 50. And, you know, maybe the toddlers have there's a family day or days during the day that they have family exhibits and children portions of the museum. There's like little cards that they can use to do their own, you know, artwork while they're there, or doing some time spent at the exhibit or after reflecting. So if you call the museum or go on the website, you'll find out when it's most appropriate to bring the age appropriate children. And the reason why I say that is one of the city guides did say, why would you go out on Friday to it discouraged people from going out on Fridays. They said Friday is going to be packed. You're not going to be able to concentrate or, you know, to look at the things that you would like to look at. It's going to be too overcrowded, and you're not going to get the full value of a free night. So why don't you go and spend the $20 and then get the full value of the museum? So some people recommending that you go on a Friday night and take advantage of looking at some of the art exhibits. Some people say there have been better exhibits, and so some people, you know, say that, you know, a quiet day is a better time to have the actual aura and ambiance of a museum. So it depends on you and what you decide to do with your family. You know, we've been worried about our, you know, social etiquette. We've been worried about, you know, our comfort level in spaces. So depending on what you're going through and depending on what you want out of a visit, a short walkthrough or a long visit, depending on the time you have to spend on a situation, it's up to you to decide. But there are so many things to do here in New York. We're going to keep bringing, you know, more information to our show as long as we're here. And when, you know, we leave, then, you know, that'll be our tour in New York, our information that we bring to you in New York. Others will have other information because, like, you understand that festivals are planned sometime annually. Sometimes they're planned every 10 years, every 3 years. Sometimes exhibits change. Sometimes, you know, new things are built here. You know, they're building every day. They're changing the roads. They're changing the sidewalks. You know, festivals and everything, you know, are coming. People are implementing new ideas. So New York changes often. But while you're here, this is New York, you know, while I'm here. So we are bringing what we can while we're here. And maybe the next person that has a chance to visit, you know, will always have something new to say because that's the spirit and effort of New York. Until next time.